This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A federal program to help low-income families pay their internet bills is running out of money. The program was started during the pandemic when lockdowns and remote schooling and working made internet access even more crucial. More than 23 million households had signed up. And there's a link here to healthcare. Sarah Jane Tribble with our partner KFF Health News explains.
When Cindy Westman first heard the government would help pay for her internet, she signed up fast. The low-income mother lives in central Illinois and qualified for a $30 discount on her monthly bill.
It allows me to allocate that $30 to use that money for gas and transportation, something my daughter may need.
Westman's daughter is disabled. They live in a rural community, and the family has to spend a lot on gas. To drive to the grocery store and to speech and physical therapy appointments, it's more than an hour's drive to see specialists. Westman also communicates with doctors using a patient portal online.
And providers, when they need something from you or trying to get a referral or get paperwork lined up, they will communicate first through the portal and then rather call you. And so I have to have that internet accessible to be able to communicate with all doctors.
Westman says if she no longer gets the internet discount, she'll make it work. She's thinking about selling some stuff online, like T-shirts and artwork, to cover the bill. At the nonpartisan think tank, the Benton Institute for Broadband and Society, John Horrigan says the discounts have been crucial for many people to stay connected. Most lower-income households qualified for the discount.
For low-income connected households, close to half are what I call subscription vulnerable.
Meaning they can't always pay their bills. Horrigan also found that about 25% of households that signed up for the discounts had never had internet before. In remote southeastern Idaho, the number of first-time internet subscribers in the program was even higher. Frances Goley is a member of the Shoshone-Bannock tribes.
So we have actually enrolled quite a few people, and about 40% of the population that we've enrolled have never had internet ever.
In Goley's community, many people qualified for the highest discount, $75 off their internet bill.
The digital divide here is massive. They've gone without for so long, so this is really a lifeline.
Federal leaders and lawmakers have asked Congress for billions to keep the program running. But as of right now, the subsidies are set to end this spring. In Washington, D.C., I'm Sarah Jane Tribble.